Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Well, we have a little more high holiday recordings, and this is a special if you haven't heard it in the past. This is the Moshe Oysher Yom Kippur album. So let's get right to the Chazonis. I think you're going to enjoy this. If you haven't, it's a little different. Yes. Coming right up.
It is the eve of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. As evening casts its shadows over the earth, ushering in the most solemn day of the year, we join with our fellow men throughout the world in prayer and in meditation. The cantor, wearing a beautiful robe of white linen, walking solemnly through the aisles of the synagogue, chanting a verse from the Book of Psalms. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Following the cantor carry white mantled Torahs, sacred scrolls which contain the five books of Moses, written by hand, Torahs crowned with shining silver bells, tinkling as they're carried like voices in a heavenly symphony. Cantor approaches the ark and ascends to the center pulpit. The rabbi and the elders group around him, holding the Torahs. The cantor is now about to begin the solemn declaration of sanction. Divine sanction of this holy congregation, we declare it now lawful to pray together with those who have transgressed.
Oh,
And now, amidst a hushed, breathless silence, the chanting of Kol Nidre. This prayer has as its theme the sincere longing for a clear conscience, the release from the feeling of guilt, and the desire to be absolved from vows made under duress or in haste.
Deinor no
This poignant melody of Kol Nidre is not the work of a composer. It is a conglomeration, rather, of countless generations, expressing their cries and prayers in different periods of history. Echoing through the corridor of time, we hear the sobbing of Israel during many inquisitions and massacres. In these mournful strains, we feel the agony which our people suffered at the hands of cruel oppressors. Mingled with the sorrowful theme of the music, we can also hear the thrilling notes of Israel's unconquerable spirit. Doubt or despair shall never crush our hope as we pray for the day when prejudice and violence shall vanish from the face of the earth, when all mankind will learn to live together in unity, in understanding, in peace. And all the congregation of Israel shall be forgiven, together with the stranger who dwells among them. For the people have all transgressed unknowingly. Pardon, O Lord, the iniquities of our people, according to thy great mercy. And the Lord said, I have forgiven according to thy word. Are replaced in the ark one by one as this sacred ceremony is concluded. The ark is closed and the catter is ready to begin the evening prayer. Praised be thou, O Lord, God, King of the world, who with his word brings on the evening twilight and opens the gates of heaven with his wisdom. He creates day and night, rolling away the light from before the darkness, and the darkness from before the light. O eternal God, mayest thou rule over us to all eternity.
Amen.
everlasting love, thou hast loved the house of Israel, thy people, teaching us thy Torah, thy statutes, thy commandments. Therefore, O Lord, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will rejoice in thy commandments. They are our very life and the length of our days, and we will continue to meditate on them day and night. Shema, the first prayer of innocent childhood and the last utterance of the dying, the rallying cry by which 100 generations in Israel were welded together into one brotherhood, the watchword for the myriads of martyrs from the time of the Crusades to the wholesale slaughters in the gas chambers of Dachau.
Shema!
Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Oisher Yom Kippur service, and continuing now with the second side of the CD. I hope this works. There we go.
Ya'aleh, may our supplications ascend at nightfall.
Hallelujah.
Hymn, Omnum Cain. It is written in the form of an alphabetical acrostic with rhythmic phrasing. Proclaim thy word, O Lord. Solachti, I have forgiven.
Joy, joy, joy.
voice that sighs, tear-filled eyes do not spurn, weigh and pause, plead our cause and return. So Lahti, I have forgiven. This beautiful Paiute emphasizes man's dependence on his maker and pleads for God's mercy. The poem compares man to clay that lies between the fingers of God, the craftsman. At God's will, he forms and shapes according to his fancy. Ki hine kachomer.
Yeah.
as the ark is opened once more, we hear the eternal cry of an eternal people. A wail heard many times throughout the ages. Through many centuries of religious persecution and intolerance. The voice of the cantor praying for the people. Shema Kolenu, hear our voice, O Lord. Cast us not aside when strength fails us. Turn not away from us when we attain old age.
Ich leise, kein Kind,
doxology, the beautiful 24th Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's, with all that it contains, the world, and they that dwell thereon. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? King of glory may enter. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Yom Kippur service. Let's see if I can get these last two selections for this side. Yes, looks like it's going to work. We're at selection 14 and Shema Koleinu again.
Avinu Malkeinu. Oh, vino malcheino, schmacco leino, schmacco leino, schmacco leino.
One more selection. Jan Pierce.
Oh, Altar Schlichenor.